Zion Adar, Tuesday the 3rd of March, Rabbi Danny Kadar, the status of a ring in the marriage ceremony.
It's a pleasure to be back again to share with you some Dvar Halacha. Be'ikar on Etabas, a ring in Kiddushin, the status of a ring in Kiddushin. We're discussing a few things. It's Hashem. Number one, the minhag of being Mekadosh with a ring. Then we'll talk about the meaning of being Mekadosh with a ring without any stones or diamonds on it. And then we'll move on to talk about if you have the choice of either borrowing a ring. So you come to the Chuppah, the Masada Gush, you come to the Chuppah, and the Chassan has forgotten his ring at home. Can happen. And you have a choice. Either he takes out a £2 coin from his pocket and he's Mekadosh with the coin, or should he be Mekadosh with, should he borrow a ring from someone, one of the people there, should he borrow a ring and use that ring to be Mekadosh with? Some very interesting points we'll talk, and then we'll end off with just a few minutes and a vote on Purim, Amin Tishim. So let's start right from the beginning. So the reason I thought to talk about it, Tabaz, about a ring in the, this week is because...
Your sister got married.
No, that wasn't the reason.
The chutzpah spoke
here last week. Baruch Hashem, my sister got married. It's true as well, but I thought more of a direct link is this week's parsha is about Taboas.
Sure.
Yeah. When it says it's a Taboas, a Shnei, and you put the rings on the Shnei, on the the whole Shnei and Shlishi is about rings. Okay, so I thought this would be some sort of connection to the parsha this week, the Taboas. So the opening, we all know the opening Mishnah in Kiddushin. There are three ways in which a woman can be miskadeshes: bekesef, bishtar, rabia, with money, with a document, and with bia, with relations. And we know that bia, the Gemara says later on, that Rav Mangid Aman de Mekadesh with bia, that it's not appropriate to be mekadesh with bia, and that's the halacha klim and shulchan aruch. Nowadays we don't do kiddushin with bia. It is possible to do kiddushin.
Yichud
is avar lebeisoy, it's something else. Yichud is the Havar Lebeisai. There's a din and nisuin of Havar Lebeisai bringing her into your home. And the Chedi Yichud works as Havar Lebeisai. That's a whole different. It's not working with Tam Bia. It's working with Tam Havar Lebeisai. Because the whole concept of Chuppah is Havar Lebeisai. Yeah? The idea of the Chuppah that makes the nisuin is Havar bringing her into your home. And some say that's only with the Chedi Yichud. But the Chazon Ish held that the Chuppah itself was a Chedi Yichud. Very interestingly. He held that itself. Anyway, but let's not go into that now. So that's Bia. Then you have Shtar. Okay, shtar, it's shaykh to mekadosh shtar today. It's not really done. You can write a document, it doesn't have to have any shavius to it. But then, of course, the most common way is mekadosh bekesef, you mekadosh with money. And kesef means anything. Kesef can mean I can give you I can give my color a dress, that's shavu kesef, shavu pruta, hopefully. And you know, anything. You can give me mekadosh with anything, any kesef would be sufficient. It could be with coins, it could be anything. However, the Darki Moshe in Evan Ezer brings from the Kolboy, and this is brought down in the Ramah as well, that the Minog has become that we're Mekadesh with a Tabas. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Evan Ezer Simon Chav Zayin Sif Aleph, Bekesef Ketav Noisin Ober Fnei Shnayim Pruto Yishol Ve'Pruto, you give any money, and you say you are Mekadesh you with this money. Says the Ramah, V'noyagin lekadosh b'tabas v'esh lehem tam b'tikunei hazohar. There's a reason, smach in the Zohar, that we are mekadosh with a ring specifically, as opposed to any other shoveh kesef. And that's the minhag, a very old minhag from the Rishonim reading, perhaps even before, that instead of using cash, instead of using any shoveh kesef, you use actually a ring in order to be mekadosh. Okay. That's pretty straightforward. That we know is happens in. Has anyone ever been here to a wedding?
in which a ring wasn't used. Has anyone ever been to Red Dinner? I think that's the minig across all of Am Yisrael today, Sfadim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, that we use a ring to make Kaddish with a Tabas. Okay. Now, we also know that the Masadik edition always asks the Chosun, and he checks that the ring has no diamonds on it. The ring has to be plain, without any embellishments or adornments to the ring. Why is this the case? Because surely, if I'm in a kaddish with a tabas which has a diamond on it, that's even worth even more, right? So what would be the issue with being mekadosh with a ring which has a diamond on it? What's the problem? So the Makar HaDvarim is the Gemara in Kedushin, Dav Zayin. So the Gemara in Kedushin says as follows. Ahu gavra de kaddish b'shiroi. There was a person who was mekadosh a woman with silk. Silk clothes, he gave her a silk dress. Rabba Omar lo tzvichi shuma. Rabba says it doesn't need to be evaluated, because this is going to be worth more than a pruta. Abusiv Omar tzvichi shuma. Abusiv holds it does need an evaluation. In order for the condition to work, he has to first take it and evaluate, take it and be assessed how much it costs, and then tell him, being mekadosh with the £50 this silk is worth. Ask the Gemara, what are we talking about? If he said that I'm being mekadosh to you with anything, i.e., I'm mekadosh you with the value of this, how much it's worth. Why would anyone hold you need a shuma then? I come to her and I say, I'm mekadosh you with the value of this silk clothes, how much it may be. It doesn't make a difference. If it's worth more than a portable mekadosh, what's the problem? Why should he be able to hold you on mekadosh? Right? If he told Amin Mekadosh with this silk which is worth £50 and end up she took it the next day to see if her chosan is honest or not and it's worth £20, then obviously she's not Mekadosh. Why would Rabba hold she's Mekadosh? Because it's not worth. She was makna herself to her chosan for the value of 50 and in the end it wasn't 50. So obviously it won't be Mekadosh. What are we talking about? Memonoshach. If it didn't say anything, everyone would agree Mekadosh. He did say something and it wasn't worth it then. Says the Gemara, we're talking about keep ligi the omale chamshin v'shavu chamshin. He actually told her, I'm in mekadosh you with these silk clothes and they're worth £50. And she takes them the next day and they're worth £50. So Rabba sava mekadosh is doshavu chamshin. Rabba hold mekadosh, that's understandable because it's worth and he's fulfilled what he promised. Rabbi Yosef sava eino mekadosh. Why? The isha lo bekiya b'shuma v'lo sam chadata. She doesn't know. Right? He's telling me, I'm relying on him, I'm under the chuppah, and I'm relying on him telling me it's worth 50. Now I don't know it's worth 50. Right? And if I'm not fully going, I'm not fully soymich, I don't give my full acquisition, unless I know it's from a third party, it's been assessed before, that this is worth 50. Otherwise, says Rabbi Yosef, that's not mekudeshes. The Gemara brings down the dish, and then Gemara finishes off. V'hilchasa shirai lo tzvichei shuma. The halach is that silk doesn't need an evaluation. So, the halach is like who? Rabbi or Rav Yosef? Rabbi. Now, all the Rishonim ask the Pe'achas the same two questions. Number one, we have a klal throughout Chas, Rabbi or Rav Yosef, halacha to Rabbi. So why bichlal do you have to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi? Furthermore, ask the Rishonim, what's this funny? Why say v'hilchasa shirai lo yitzvichi shuma? Just say v'hilchasa k'rabba. Just say, but let me have a machlokes in shalom to Amiram. You just say v'hilchasa k'rabbeichimim. You don't have to say what the case was talking about. Why does the Gemara need to conclude v'hilchasa shirai lo yitzvichi shuma as opposed to just concluding v'hilchasa k'rabba? That's what the Rishonim ask. And there are different teretzim in the Rishonim, but perhaps the most famous teretz, the most important one today, is Abeinu Tam's teretz. Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason the Gemara had to say V'hilchasa Shirai L'tzvich Shuma didn't just say V'hilchasa K'rabba is because it's telling you Halachas are K'rabba only with Shirai, only with silk. Because silk is something you have it in front of your eyes. You know, there's not going to be a huge difference in evaluation in a piece of silk. Right, maybe £10 more, £10 less, but there's a limit how much off you can be when you the Kala are thinking about how much this piece of silk is worth. But other things like
avonim umargolius tovos, if you mekadesh with a stone or with a pearl, with diamonds, these things we know, you know, you can have a diamond worth £10, you can have a diamond worth £100,000. Right? And you and the people who don't work in this can be easily fooled. And you could be thinking, look, I'm, wow, look at this beautiful ring my husband gave me on the day. I really want to marry him. You know, this ring must be worth 50k. And then she goes next, a few weeks later, and she meets a friend who works in diamonds, and says, that's all he gave you? You know, this is worth £50 I could have got it for you. Alright? So, there's a chashash that she was only makne nafsha, she was only goymer, she only decided to give over the, to accept and consent to the kiddushin because of the value of the ring. And the rings are is something which can be very different in price. Therefore, the Gemara is saying, only with shiroi, only with silk, halacha karaba, they don't have to go and have a third party evaluation before. But other things which are open to fluctuation and change, then these need a third party evaluation before being mekadesh with it. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. There's other tzurutim in the Rishonim, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Is that clear? Now, the Shailen, in the further Machlokes Rishonim, Bedas Rabbeinu Tam, Bedas Rabbeinu Tam, Machlokes Rosh and Ran Bedas Rabbeinu Tam, is, what's Rabbeinu Tam talking about? If I go to the Kaaba with a ring, with a, or a diamond, a pearl, okay? And I just give it to her and I say, Hare at mekodesh li. And I don't say, B'tabas shush shoveh XYZ. I don't give a price. I just give it, right? Says the Rosh, in such a case, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree it works. Right? Because I'm just giving, I'm not specifying how much it's worth. The Ran says no. The Rosh was even talking, Rabbeinu Tam was even talking about, even if you didn't say anything, you just said Harat Mekodesh Esli Bazeh, even if you just said that, that's enough, that's already enough to cause a chashash, that perhaps she was only marking herself because she thought it was worth more. And, this is the two shittas in Rabbeinu Tam, Shulchan Aruch brings down both shittas, and he concludes by saying that v'choshesh l'maisa for the run. V'choshesh l'maisa for the run. And therefore, we shouldn't be using any type of ring with any type of embellishment under the chuppah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh oimrim shem kitcho b'dvith is Rabbeinu Tam, shem kitcho b'dvorim sheim b'kim b'shumoson up'oim toim b'm harbeh. If you mekadesh a woman with something which is subject to many different evaluations depending on the ring, you go avonim tovos, margolios, diamonds, v'omalois kachri ba'even zuz sheshovech hamishim zuz, and he told her mekadesh you with this ring which is worth 50 zuz, tzarech shuma, d'resam chadato. V'yesh mishoimer, and there is one who holds that's the Ran, sha'afilu kitcho ba'even stam, I just come and I say Hariat Mekodesh Esli and I give her a ring. Tzvi Chishuma needs an evaluation, and therefore concludes the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, the minhag has been for many hundreds of years in Mekadesh with a ring which has no stone, no pearl, in order to be able to call a deus. This is really a spectacle because first you've got Rabbeinu Tam against other Rishonim, and even Bedas Rabbeinu Tam. You know, there's a machlokes whether he's talking, and today when we makadosh, we don't say, I'm makadosh you with this ring which is worth. Yeah? Nobody says how much the ring is worth. Perhaps before, you know, maybe or afterwards, but during the chuppah, no. Right? So, nonetheless, the minhag has been to be choshesh for all the days here, and therefore we makadosh with the ring, without any evan, without any pearl, or stone, or diamond, even if you're not saying the value of it. Because of the shitta of the Ran in Rabbeinu Tam, that things which are open to different evaluations, there's a danger that someone will think that it's worth more than it really is, and she'll only be makna herself, only consent to the marriage of Das there, and therefore you give a ring, this is what you're getting, this is what it's worth. A ring isn't, you know, you're not going to get expensive rings if it hasn't got any embellishments on it. And therefore, this is the minhag to mekadesh with a ring, she'ein bo evan. Good. Any questions until here?
Yeah. Why aren't we worried then that if he gives her a ring, that she might think it's, let's say it looks silver, yeah? But it could be silver or white gold or platinum. So maybe she thinks it's platinum and he's giving her silver. Or she thinks it's gold and he's giving her silver.
Interesting. Sorry?
You should match the engagement ring so she knows what it is.
It's not a condition.
Not a condition.
It's not. There's such a big difference in the value of rings.
I think, I believe so. I'm not in that business. But,
a plain ring without any embellishments.
Well, a silver ring compared
would there to be a big difference between a silver ring and a gold ring?
Yeah, it must be.
£100, £200, that's it, £100?
Look, unless it's some huge, massive gold ring, it's not going to be that much difference.
But surely you can tell the difference between silver and gold. Perhaps silver and platinum, maybe. What? Silver and gold, different colours.
No, there's white gold.
White gold.
I don't think an amateur can tell.
Interesting, okay. None of the guys have talked about that. I've been in the studio quite a lot. Interesting. Okay, I'll think about that. But that's why we're Makadosh with the Bas Shem Bo'Evet. Fine.
It was a key ring.
Okay, let's move on to topic two now. Tabas She'ula. She'ula, a borrowed ring. So we know you have to be Kaddish with Kesef, and the Kesef belongs to the Chasim. So what happens if you turn up to the Tzaddik Shem, turns up to the Chuppah, and the Chasim, or the best man ever may be, whoever is meant to be holding the ring, has actually lost the ring. It's forgotten it. You know, what do you do there? So it's not as posh as people think that you can't be Mekadosh with the Baas She'ula. It's not so posh at all, actually. So, if you borrow a ring, and you don't tell the person you're borrowing from the reason you're borrowing it, then there are four tanoim that you need, four conditions that you need, speaks out the Rosh, in order to be able to make Kaddish with the Tabas She'ula. And he says the four conditions are as follows. Number one, the lender lends it to the borrower, i.e. the chazan. Four, a period of time, a set period of time, i.e. doesn't tell him, I'm lending it to you, because then you can go and take it a second after he puts it on her finger. Right? He says, I'm giving it to you for 30 days. And he's Mekadosh the Chakal at the beginning of 30 days. So she has guaranteed 30 days of use of the ring. That's number condition number one. Condition number two is, the Mashal gives Rishus for the borrower to lend to someone else. Yeah, you have to, a borrower has to ask Rishus in order to lend over. So he's asked Rishus.
He's giving, not lending it to her.
No, he's lending it.
He gives it to her, doesn't lend it to the Chakal.
No, one second. Listen to this tonight, 3 and 4. Yeah. Number three, the chosin is mudiyah to her, and this is Tabas She'ula, and he tells her that I'm being mekadosh with the hana of this, of that you borrowing it. And number four, there's a hana of shoreputa in this time frame. So basically, you tell her, look, you borrow a ring, and the person lending you the ring is lending you for an extended period of time and a set period of time. So he can't come back in the middle and say, I want it back. She's given it to you for 30 days. So you know for sure she's going to enjoy it for 30 days. He's giving you permission to go and lend it to someone else. You tell her you're being Mekadosha and it's a borrowed ring and you're Mekadosha with the Hana, the benefit of it, and the Hana as well, which it normally will be over the 30 days.
What happens after certain days? She goes back free?
No, of course not. Because you're Mekadosha with the Hana. I could have rented the ring for 30 days, would have paid £50 for it, for renting this beautiful ring. So if she agreed...
Lord, the benefit she has from wearing a ring for so
correct,
days.
Correct. Now the Maisa, the Baal Itur, that's what the Rosh says, the Baal Itur is unhappy with this. And he says, because this is Doimeta Matonal Manas Lahazir. If I go to a Kala, and I say to her, I'm a Kaddishu, with this gift, full gift, but it's a gift, I must answer. You have to give it back to me. We hope that's fine with the lulav, for example. It works, it's lochem, the lulav. So why can't I do that? I'm giving you something. I go and say, I'm giving you this ring, I'm not answer. It's also, you know, it's not mekudeshes, because the nirik kechalipin is a pashtus, it's a machlit with the dry spirit. Pashtus, it's a problem, it looks like it's chalipin, it's in ishtam nikas bechalipin. I won't go into the details of that. But bekitza, you can't be mekadosh with a tal masa hachzir. So the Baal Eter says, even if it's with 30 days, nonetheless, it still looks like a matana manasa hachzir. Because you're giving to her, ultimately she's going to have to give it back, and therefore you can't do it like that. Therefore, Says Shulchan Aruch, in such a case, she's a Sofek Mekudeshes. However, listen to this. Says the Rosh, and this seemingly is undisputed, and everyone seems to hold this. If your Mekadesh with a ring which you borrowed, and the ring you borrowed from the person lending it to you knows that you're borrowing it for the purposes of Kiddushin, i.e., I come to you in the middle of the chuppah, right, and I realize I've lost the ring, and I go to one of the people there and I say, lend me the ring so that I can do the Kiddushin properly. So you mediate him, you inform him the reason why you're borrowing the ring, says the Rosh, in this case, definitely Shilu Mekadeshes, and none of the Rishonim disagree with this. Why? Says the Rosh, and it's brought down by the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, and all other Achronim, nobody has a problem with this, everyone agrees with this. Why? The reason being is that there's Anan Sahadi. We take on that the person lending it to him, he knows that he's lending it to him for the purpose of Kiddushin. And therefore he's lending it to him with open mind. I'm giving it to you for the purpose, however it's going to work, however halakhically is needed, I'm giving it to you. If borrowing works, I'm lending it to you. If it has to be a matona, I'm giving it to you as a matona. And even if it's a matona sahazir, I'm giving it to you as a sahazir. I'm giving it to you for the purposes of marrying this woman. And whatever is needed in order for this woman to be married, I'm giving it to you for that purpose. It's a non-sahadi.
But if you're borrowing it from a lady, which most probably...
One second. I'll come to that in a second. I'll come to that. Very good. Very good. Okay, so you're right. And sometimes in a non-from reading, you'll have people, you know, men with a ring. Yeah? But we'll come to women in a second. So that's a big chiddush of the Rosh, but everyone agrees with it. There's one achron, the Tiv Kiddushin disagreed, but everyone agrees with it, and it's fine to do so. Yeah, you can mekadesh with a tabas, she'ula, a borrowed ring, provided that the person lending it to you knows that you're borrowing it for the purposes of Kiddushin, and then afterwards you can make up with him, what did you mean, do I need to pay you back, etc. It's fine, no problem with that. Now, as you quickly said, most times, you know, taking from a woman. So this is very interesting. And the Ramah says it's Kiddushin Sofik in such a case, because Kol Masha Kona Isha Kona Bala, really belongs to her husband. However, the Chalkas B'choykik says...
She's got the Nan Sahad. You can't... since when can you rely on a lady's Nan Sahad? I'm going to give it to you,
What, I mean, she doesn't know, you mean?
She doesn't have locus of opinion.
If you say Kol Masha Kona Isha Kona Bala, she miscadeshes in the first place.
You must be. Maybe miscadeshes if you say that.
No one could ever be miscarriageous. It's a very interesting point there, but the Ramad does say that. Ramad says the problem is called Mashkamesh Garabala. That's the problem, but it's a very interesting point now. You have to say that he gives it to her for the purpose of her having it, and for that, you know, she gets an off from that, but not for the purpose of giving it to someone else. Right? Anything you give to your wife.
I thought you were making a different point, which was that between the Mashil and the Shoyl, between the husband or the Kosan.
Yes.
And the lender. The Kossin's borrowing it off as our oif, and the Kalif doesn't have to know that.
Correct, no, I agree. No, he's not correct, but he's saying normally in a wedding, who's going to have the ring? A woman. A married woman. You're borrowing it from a married woman.
From a married woman.
And the married woman, that ring, says the remark to the Shisabek, it's called Mashkonesh Kalabara. The ring isn't, she hasn't got the ability to make it to the Kossin.
She was crowned when she got married, but imagine when she gives it over to the husband, she doesn't understand that law. She's somebody comes, lend me your ring. So she knows.
I hear.
Laughing. She said, come on over.
I understand, but tell me, when the Rosh said that, you think all the men also know Kinyonim? Do me a favor, you know.
Okay.
You're doing it open mind. You know, however it's going to work. I don't know the halachas. I don't know how it works. You know, I rely on however it's meant to be. Okay, let me just finish off, and we'll take questions at the end. So that's the chiddush of the Rosh, which brought down the Shulchan Aruch very clearly. Nobody disputes it. As I said, all the Rishonim and Achronim don't dispute it. Having said that, the Achronim are slightly hesitant with it. And they do say that in the first instance, the Chatchila, you know, it should be his own ring. And just because it's the Chiddush of the Rosh, it's not based on a Gemara. This is the Rosh's own Chiddush, this, right? He's not getting it from any Gemara, it's his own Svara, Anan Sa'adi. And although the Achronim took it on, but Balamaisa, they say, you know, in the first instance, have a ring which belongs to you. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what's better? You're stuck in the chuppah now, and they're bringing together both parts of the shir now. You're stuck in the chuppah, and the chassan needs to have his own ring, and he's got a choice. Either he can go in his back pocket and take out his £2 coin, right? Which is kesef. But we said in the first part of the shir, we said that no gula kaddish b'tabas, the minig is to re-kaddish with the ring. Or option two is, he goes to his friend, goes to the person in the wedding and asks, can I borrow your ring for the purposes of doing kiddushin to my kala? What would be better? Now, Rosh Hashulchan concludes, it would be better to use a tabas, to use a coin, rather than a tabas shura. Although, if you were to use either of them, they would both be mekudeshes, yeah, because as I said, the Rosh Hashanah is taken on by all the Achronim, basically, and it would work. But, in the first instance, it should be your own ring, your own kesef, and therefore it would be better to use money rather than to use tabas, despite the minhag of using tabas for ring. Let me just say one more point, and I'll summarize the whole shir. Let me just summarize everything. So, basically what we've said this morning, besides the Shemaya, is we've explained that woman is nikkus with three things, kesef, shtar, and bia. And although kesef can be any kesef, we explained that the minig is in the Ramah, meaning mekadesh with a ring, as opposed to any other shavu kesef. That was part one. Part two, we talked about what type of ring it needs to be, and we explained that because of Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the Gemara in Kedushin of Zayin, that says specifically you can mekadesh with silk, but you can't mekadesh other things, Rabbeinu Tam's mekadesh that you cannot be mekadesh with things which have a difference in value to the uninitiated, and therefore you have to first make sure they're evaluated, and therefore the minhag has become that you mekadesh with a tabas she'ein bo even, which has no diamonds on it, in order there won't be any misunderstanding by the kala of how much it's worth. That's the second point. The third thing we're talking about was a tabas she'ula. A tabas she'ula, a borrowed ring. If you're not moidiyah, if you don't inform the lender that this is you're borrowing for the purpose of kedushin, and according to the Rosh, he's mekodesh, according to Itur, she's not, and the Shekhar Paskin something mekodesh is. But if you are moidia, the person, the lender, even if it's a woman, the chalkas b'chayke calls. Even if it's a woman, he's chodik with the woman, I didn't have a child, yeah? Still, it's mekodeshes, and there's no problem with it at all. Having said that, if you have a choice between using money and using a tabas sha'ula, borrowed ring, or a chashulchan is masik, it'll be better to use money rather than use a ring. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you're in a chuppah, and someone has lost it, someone's done something stupid, and the ring's gone. Okay? What do you do? Best option, the chassan has money in his pocket, just take out that money and use the money. That's it. You know, that's absolutely fine. Okay, you lost the minhag of being mekadesh. It's only a minhag, you know. Sorry? Ah, so that'll be the same thing as the Rosh. I'm saying the lender is given. So, be'etzem, if he was to ask his father, can you lend it to me? Then according to Rosh, it'll be fine.
Give it.
Of course, the best would be give it to me, please. And then it's no problem at all. Even if he was asked, like, can you lend it to me, Dad? I'll give it to you. I'll pay you next week, right? It would still not according to the Rosh, because the father's giving it to Aldas. It should work in order for my son to get married, right? It would still work in such a case, and therefore it's not double poshut where people think that a borrowed ring doesn't work. In fact, bichlam not poshut at all. In fact, in most cases, the Baal Shiloh will be mekudeshes, because normally when you're borrowing a ring, it's poshut. That's borrowing for purpose of kiddushin. Yeah. If you're under the chuppah and you say, ask quickly someone, can I borrow your ring? Yeah. Then, you know, I don't think you'd even have to say, can I borrow it for the purpose of kiddushin? It's clear that that's the biggest anansada you can have. This is the purpose of kiddushin. Definitely it would do. So therefore, and it's not pashut bichlal that tabas shura wouldn't work for kiddushin. And if a person wants to use a borrowed ring for kiddushin, and the lender knows, then he would be mekudeshes. He would be mekudeshes. You know, certainly mekudeshes. And therefore, in the halacha, we should be careful, of course, that the ring is always there, not lost. But Alamaisa, option one would be use money. Yeah. Option two, borrow a ring, and that would be mekudeshes. It would work if there's no alternative, if nothing else can be.